This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, apparently, Rebbie Jackson is a sister of Michael Jackson, not a brother.
That is correct. She is the eldest sister.
Okay.
Does she need $600 to come back to the United States and make more music?
Well, she clearly does because the fact that I didn't even know that Rebbie Jackson was a woman tells you how successful her career was.
Well, wouldn't you rather be sort of the one in the shadows if you had that famous family? Honestly.
It's okay. It wasn't until recently that I connected that Janet and Michael were related.
Okay, that's on you.
Yeah.
Did you see her at the American Music Awards the other night?
Did not.
She was good.
Good.
By the way, playing Cool in the Gang.
Oh, yes. What happened to Cool and or the Gang?
A member of the Gang has left us, I believe.
Chicago Mike was his stage name. He was a hype man for the Cool and the Gang. He was part of the Gang.
Okay.
Real name, Michael Sumbler.
Oh.
Died in a car crash in Georgia over the weekend at 71 years old.
That's too bad.
Sorry to hear that. Never heard of him.
Well, he's
Chicago Mike.
The hype guy.
What is a hype man?
He comes out and goes, get down on it. Whoop, whoop. Well,
I thought that was the band
you
that
know,
the, said,
no,
get down
you know
on
the
it.
Hype guys that come out and they rev up the crowd.
Was he a dancer or something?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
He provides hype. He is a man who hypes. Hype man.
Okay.
Tiger Woods' 16-year-old son, Charlie,
yes.
won his first American Junior Golf Association event with a final round score of 6-under yesterday.
Now, I couldn't really tell by the story. Did he win his first, or is this his first and he won?
I believe it won his first tournament.
Okay.
Not the first tournament he ever played in.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, still awesome. I'm not trying to downplay it, but when I saw the headline, I was like, dang, first tournament, coming away with the dub. Good job, man.
I will also please let me shout out the Blue Valley North boys golf team. They are 6A state runner-ups, and I think Brady Rapp, their individual player, won individual state.
And what was the sport?
Who grew up adjacent to my children. Golf.
Oh, good.
Doing incredible work over there. I think he's going to KU.
So the Scripps National Spelling Bee is getting underway, and USA Today is out with a list of the words that people in each state have trouble spelling.
Spelling or saying?
Spelling. Alabama, Kansas, New York, and
Alabama's
Wisconsin.
All of the words.
Wow.
Really?
Unnecessary. That is unnecessary.
Which words do you have trouble spelling? All of them.
Can you spell word?
There is one word that people in Alabama, Kansas, New York, and Wisconsin have trouble spelling the most.
Okay. Is it like occasionally?
Nope.
Mayonnaise?
Nope. The word is, and this is for Kansas, is different. Different.
How do you have problems spelling different? Like you're missing an F or something?
In Colorado. Which
oh, wait.
Is
or do they spell it
different?
Different. Different strokes. They miss the E?
Right.
Or different.
Okay.
Different.
In Missouri, the word that is misspelled more than any other word is temperature.
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 How, again?
Fahrenheit. How do you spell that? Nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody knows.
The thing with temperature, how are they misspelling it?
I don't know. Probably temperature.
Okay.
Without the E in the middle.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of those that are kind of tricky.
There are.
If you don't know it and you try to sound it out, like entrepreneur.
Well, that's entrepreneur. That's not something you would spell all the time. Can I tell you, I had to take this to Facebook today, and Sam knows all about this, and I'm too embarrassed to ask our IT guys because they already think I'm an idiot. There is something.
No, they don't think you're. They think you're annoying there because when something breaks around here, it's usually your fault.
I would like to preface this story with: I have already offered to fix it about a dozen times.
I'm going to bring in my laptop tomorrow. Do you know what is happening with my laptop? It is the craziest, Scott, the dumbest, craziest error. I don't even know why this would be a feature on anyone's laptop, but it is. I started noticing about 3 weeks ago that I could not type certain letters in. And, you know, when you're typing, and I'm a fast typer. When you're typing certain,
We know.
It has just slowed down my entire life. And then I started figuring out there was a pattern to what was going on with the keystrokes.
Okay.
For some reason, on my laptop, I can no longer type any two characters in a row. So the year 2022, no, will not let me do it.
What about different?
Definitely not different.
Wait, there's two letters in a row in that word?
Any word that you can think of, any numerical combination or space, space, because after I type a period, I space, space. And I know the young people don't do that, but I do.
Why do you space? Why not just one space?
Well, because that's how we were all taught. And I type like a million miles a minute, space, space.
Because on a typewriter, you had to space, space.
Yeah, I cannot space, space. I cannot RR. I cannot FF. I cannot 2-2. Doesn't matter what it is. If it's two of them, dot, 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 that's out. I can't do it. Do you know how long it has taken me to come up with a reach around for that, where you backspace, delete, then have to retype the letter. And then finally the other night, Johnny goes, "What are you doing on your computer?" And I go, "There is something wrong with it." And Sam did tell me, "I'll help you fix it. It's got to be something that's stuck," or like, I don't even know. It has been a nightmare, a secretarial nightmare is what I'm going to call this.
And what was your reach around?
It was, you just have to stop, go back one, type it again. I mean, it just takes forever.
Remember, we don't use that term on this show. Remember?
The new workaround. Way to do things.
Workaround.
Yes.
It's a workaround.
Which is not even a workaround, because 10 minutes later, you're still trying to type different. So what I've started doing in my mind is coming up with words that don't have two letters in them. I will do anything to avoid whatever I'm typing. If it's got two letters in it, I just come up with another word.
Could you type reach around?
Yeah, there's not two letters in a row.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like, what are you doing this summer? That's out. I will go, what are you doing in the upcoming weeks? No, then you can't say weeks. Oh, my God, it's been
a mess.
Keep
it above the belt.
I'm trying to.
Anyway,
would you like to know what the problem is?
Yes, I would.
Okay. It is called a sticky key lock, and at some point, you set something on your laptop that depressed one of the keys for an extended period of time.
Okay.
That tricks the computer, the processor, into thinking that there is something wrong with that key. So it initiates a sticky key lock. A sticky key lock stops you from pressing the key more than once.
Oh, because so it doesn't
thinks
go,
that there is a button.
Right.
Correct. All you have to do is go into your settings and turn off the sticky key lock.
But it's not one key, Sam. It's L. It's all the keys.
You're not following.
It applies to all the keys.
Okay.
So, like, if I were to sit here on my computer right now, the studio computer, and hold down the K for, like, a minute and a half, it would initiate a sticky key lock.
Okay.
And yours has been initiated for every key on the board because you must have held one.
If it happens to one, it happens to all
right,
of them.
Right. So then that affects every key on the board, not just the one that
Got
you
it.
Held down
Got
too
it.
Long.
See, this is why we have Sam. I will bring in my laptop tomorrow. You undo the sticky key lock, and I will just go about my business.
And then you can type summer, tomorrow, borrow.
Any of it. Do you have
different.
Any idea how many words have two letters side by side, the same letter in that word? You don't.
Yes,
until
I do.
Something like this happens, and you are now barred from using any word that has two letters in a row in it.
No text line. We are not reading that joke.
Anyway, carry on. That was my day this morning.
Very funny, though.
Hang on. I'm looking up how many letters words in the English language have
It's Double all of
letters.
Them. Once the sticky
Double
key
letters,
lock thing yep. happens to you, you will just be like, I had no idea.
It just says 585 plus words with double letters. No. It is much higher than that.
Think of the double E's. Weak, reek, seek, peek.
Geek.
Reek?
You know what I mean.
W-R-E-A-K.
Shut up, Sam.
My name's Scott.
Meek.
And Scott has two letters. Two
That's the other one. I tried to send you an email, Scoat.
Scoat.
You?
913-586-7798.
Reek.
W-R-E-E-K. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can I very quickly run Do Not Walk with a very cautious...
Only if I can tell you that I watched that series last night.
Oh, you go first.
So it's...
The Tylenol cyanide poisonings.
I forget the name. Case Closed or...
Cold Case.
Cold Case.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
It's on Netflix and...
Three episodes.
You told me there was a Kansas City connection. You didn't say it was connected to Kansas City.
I'm telling you guys, why does all of the weird, freaky stuff, even way back in history, like in the 1970s when people are dying in the Tylenol scare, 80s, it always has a Kansas City connection. We're not going to give it away.
It's connected.
But I reached out to the Kansas City Police Department today, and I said, hey, KCPD, we have got to get those two detectives on the Dana and Parks program. I am waiting to hear back from them. We were just sitting there watching it.
He did it.
Just sitting there watching it. And then it says KCPD. And I go, what? Because the Tylenol poisonings were in Chicago.
I don't know why we can't just say it. It's
don't give it away because
that 43-year-old case.
That documentary, by the way, there's three short documentaries.
Yeah, they're short.
They're
like 42 minutes long.
Yeah. Did you think it was a 10 out of 10? It's a 10 out of 10.
Does that mean short-ass documentaries?
And you know they never solved that case.
Well, they did. They just couldn't get him.
I don't know. I mean, I think he was a very, very bad man, but I don't know.
Now, he's passed. The prime suspect in all this has since passed.
One of the prime suspects has passed.
Yes. He sits down and does the interview.
I don't know how they get these people to talk. Hey, creep, do you mind sitting down?
He's like, crazy.
Oh, he's creepy. It is called the Tylenol something. Just Google Netflix.
It's Cold Case, the Tylenol. I'll look it up. The first thing
that will pop up.
The Tylenol murders.
Is that what it's called?
I'll tell you this. There's way more than seven victims. I just don't think we know how many victims there are because some people probably were elderly, took Tylenol and died, and no one thought, well, I wonder if there was cyanide in that because who would have thought someone would put cyanide in Tylenol?
You're right, Sam. It's Cold Case, the Tylenol murders, and Dana, we were leaving last night. She goes, you better watch that documentary. And I said, I go, okay, fine. I had no intention of watching it last night. We get home, we watch Wheel of Fortune, and we're looking for something else to watch. And I'm like, you know, Dana did say that this thing on Netflix is pretty good. We started episode one. I couldn't wait to get to episode two.
But to your question about how do you get them to do the interview, you don't have to.
They were begging you.
They obviously didn't go out and ask, but internally they were begging those detectives to reach out and say, can we interview you? Because they want to see how well they can play the system.
It's just like BTK down in Wichita.
Yep.
He wasn't, you know, so many years had passed since his last murder. The case had gone cold. The police, you know, was always open.
They want to brag about themselves.
And he needed the attention. Raider needed the attention so badly that he went out and started planting hints again.
For the younger members of our listening audience, if you do not understand, let us help you understand what the Tylenol scare was. Because Scott and I were, what, grade school, middle school when it happened?
I was 11 when it happened, yeah.
People just start dropping dead. And the only thing they had in common, otherwise perfectly healthy people that like had a cold or a headache, the only thing they had in common is that they had taken extra strength Tylenol. And it was the front page of every newspaper. It was Dan Rather. Like, all of the news people were saying, you know, you have to stop taking Tylenol because we don't know why this is happening.
It was a panic.
It was a panic. And at the time was the largest scale recall. And there's this scene in the documentary, you guys, where the Chicago Police Department is going in those old, like Hill Street Blues style cop cars.
Yeah.
They're going street by street with a bullhorn saying, attention, this is a public health emergency. Throw away any and all Tylenol. It's possibly laced with cyanide. Like, they were going door to door and with bullhorns street to street telling everyone, throw it out.
It's incredible. What were you going to say, Sam? You had something to say, I thought.
No.
Okay, must have slipped your mind.
It is the reason that when you now try to open anything, it is tamper-proof packaging. That was born from that trauma and that scare.
I'll give you just a simple example. If you drink juice, you know, you get like a big jug of juice. When you take the cap off, you have to now peel something off of the lid.
The seal.
That didn't used to happen. It wasn't like that before.
No, you just open it and drink
it. Until after the Tylenol scare of 1982, they started putting safety seals on everything. So, for example, I have a Gatorade Zero in front of me. When I remove the cap, what is still attached?
That ring, the tamper-proof ring,
which pops when you open up your Gatorade so that you know no one has opened this.
Because of one maniac that was never brought to justice.
Now, can we make those more easily peelable?
That's a great point.
Because those things, I mean, I don't know what kind of glue they're using.
You know now, Sam, it's come full circle. They have like arthritis. If you have arthritis, there's certain special things you can buy that will say now with easier cap to open, because we've made it so hard to open everything because of the Tylenol scare that people legitimately can't open certain things that have arthritis.
But like I make a drink every morning that has lemon and lime juice in it, and I can never get the stinking foil off the top of the lemon and the lime juice.
It's tough.
So I end up just stabbing it with a knife and pouring the juice out of the hole that I stabbed through the foil.
But the reason it's so hard to get it off is you now know that nobody else has opened that. But here's how out of control it's gotten. For example, I use a little shower spray after we shower. It's called Daily Shower. You can get it in the cleaning aisle at your grocery store. And it's just a squirt bottle. But they have the refillable jugs, which are like twice the size or three times the size. And it just has a cap on it like you would on a Gatorade or something. When you unscrew the cap on the Daily Shower mixture, you have to get through a safety seal to pour it into the sprayer.
Are you saying that you clean your shower every single day?
I spray it with this little spray every day,
You use like spray bath cleanser, which is pretty potent stuff, every single day.
It's not that potent. It says it's Daily Shower.
Cancer. Okay.
What?
I said, why did Scott get cancer?
See, it looks like that right there. Daily Shower.
Okay.
Or Clean Shower, whatever it's called. Who knows?
Sorry, I didn't mean to go scroll there, but cleaning the shower every day?
No, we don't scrub it. We just spray the Clean Shower every day, and it's Clean Shower, Daily Shower Cleaner.
Now, from the text line, cyanide does come in liquid form. Could they not use a syringe to pierce the product somewhere the same thing done?
Could. That's the other crazy damn thing about that documentary. Yeah. They're like, cyanide, which was readily available back in the 80s. I'm like, why did we make that readily available?
I wouldn't even know where to find it.
I feel like that should be something like, you know, we're locking up hair dye at this point and shaving razors. Cyanide shouldn't even be in the store.
Well, that's for theft.
Yeah, well, this was for death, Sam.
I'd rather have theft than death.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I would. Anyway. What's your run do not? You had a run do not walk.
When we get back.
Well, we've got a minute and a half.
There are so few movies that are considered this genre. So you have the comedy, right?
Hmm?
You've got a thriller.
You got horror.
You got the drama. You got the rom-com.
Yep.
This is one that
sci-fi.
I don't know that I had ever heard of this combination of movie. And one of the things I said to my son last night was, there are so few movies like this that are so dark and so funny. There's a handful of movies.
So dark and so funny.
Think Coen Brothers, like Fargo, that it's a very narrow, warped mind that will enjoy what I will tell you is a run, do not walk. I think there are going to be people in the audience that watch that and think, what the hell is wrong with her? But if you understand satire and why something...
Would I enjoy it?
Oh my gosh, Scott, we laughed. And my son goes, what is this? And I will tell you the word. It is a horror comedy. And it is my next run, Do Not Walk.
Horror comedy. When we get back, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Apparently you and Katie Horner are not friends, Scott.
Well, I couldn't help but notice that at the end of her recorded weather forecast.
You said, and a friend of Dana's.
I was on my phone and I heard Katie go, hi, and I go, oh, hi.
And then I start laughing and Dana looks, she goes, wait, was that recorded?
That is.
I go, yep.
That is a recording.
I was going to talk to her.
That would have been classic.
It's like those guys that have the voicemail. Mm. Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Everybody did that trick.
So sorry I couldn't get to the
so
call.
Stupid.
Nice long pause.
Funny once. All right. Speaking of funny, there is a Stephen King adapted movie that is just now streaming. And you either are going to understand it and love it, okay, or not understand it at all and think it's the worst thing ever. And the Rotten Tomatoes scores bear that out. When they put this movie to Rotten Tomatoes critics, it gets 80%.
Wow.
The overall audience is much lower at 55 or 60%. Because I don't think people understand what they're getting into when they watch it.
That is very surprising to me, because typically with comedies and with horror movies,
God,
Rotten Tomatoes is very mean.
Okay, so it's a genre that you probably have not heard a lot about called horror comedy. It is so specific in what they are trying to do that it's going to take a very specific warped sense of humor audience member to really realize what a gem the monkey really is.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh my gosh, Scott, we watched it last night. It is about one of those creepy drumming
toy monkeys
that haunts a family in very gory fashion, but while you are laughing. And so, And tell me on the text line if you can think of, there's a handful of brilliant horror comedies. And during the break, I wrote down these. Very Bad Things would be one of them. Burn After Reading is definitely one of them. Really anything with the Coen brothers, Fargo.
Yeah.
Where it's gory, but it's, you're laughing when these bad things are happening.
All of the Scary Movie movies.
Yeah, to an extent.
Jennifer's Body. Oh, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. Fantastic movie.
Okay. It is called The Monkey, and we just didn't realize what we were getting into when we watched it. We thought it was just going to be straight horror. It's Stephen King, for God's sakes. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, here we go. This is going to be jump. It's going to be scary. And it is. There's some jump scares. Okay. And then the dialogue, Scott, you will laugh out loud.
Okay.
Because I know you have a very warped sense of humor like I do.
Well, that's not fair. But yeah.
So I will give it a cautious run, do not walk. My son said it's one of the best scary movies he's ever seen. But he did say to me about 30 minutes in, he goes, what is this? Because we're laughing. And I go, well, this is what is called very, very dark comedy.
Okay.
Don't forget Cocaine Bear, horror comedy.
Great, great example of horror comedy.
By Jordan Peele.
Never heard of it.
If you've never seen Very Bad Things from about 20 years ago, that's one of the best. And then, of course, Fargo and Burn After Reading with Brad Pitt is Coen Brothers, I believe, and Frances McDormand. And that's hilarious as well.
What about that one? It was about, came out last year or 2 years ago, where there's an asteroid coming towards Earth.
Don't Look Up?
Yes, Don't Look Up.
That wasn't really a comedy.
No, that's more just thriller.
Okay.
All right. The Monkey, it is streaming. We had to buy it. I would watch it again.
Zombie.
Well, you can. You have 24 hours.
Yeah.
Sam, why did you put the three hidden asteroid story in the stack again today?
Because we didn't have that detail yesterday.
What detail is it?
They're invisible.
Oh, good Lord.
There's three asteroids flying at the Earth if you can't see them?
They're being hidden by Venus.
Okay. No, they're invisible. Read further.
Okay. Now you all are just making up sci-fi stuff
in segment three.
It happens all the time where you guys read something about Venus or Mars and I go to Macy's.com.
They're invisible due to the sun's glare.
Yeah, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Sometimes I think NASA gets together, the directors of NASA, in a board meeting, and they say, guys, we haven't put anything out recently. Mm. And if we don't show the American government or whoever funds us that we're doing something productive,
it is the government.
We're going to lose our funding.
Why don't we come up with the hidden asteroid?
I have an idea. We'll say that there are three asteroids that are going to blow up Earth.
But wait.
In 30 days. But
they're invisible.
You can't see them. And all of a sudden, we're funded for the next 6 months, baby.
So now they're talking about maybe positioning a space probe near Venus, face it away from the sun, so that they can take a picture.
Opposite of Venus, sun.
Face it towards the Earth, and then take a picture of these invisible city-killing asteroids.
Because remember, the world was going to end by that one massive asteroid. The probability that there was going to be a near-extinction event by that asteroid tripled over the course of 3 months. Mm. And I said, the entire time, I'm not buying it. Mm. And 2 days later, they said, well, we redid the math, and it's going to be a near miss of like 4 million miles.
Okay.
What about psychics? Could I bring you back in?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I knew you were going to bring it up.
Okay, good. From the New York Post, no need to seek a second opinion for Armageddon.
How'd you not get that?
Right over his head.
Oh, now I get it.
Keep going.
The psychic stars aligned after four different prophets shared the same concerning predictions for an event that will allegedly transpire later this year.
Okay.
A blind Bulgarian mystic Baba Vanga, who lived in the 16th century, Nostradamus.
What's his name?
Baba Vanga.
Got it.
Another Brazilian psychic named Athos and a London hypnotherapist named Nicholas all believe that we will see the outbreak of World War III before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Baba Vanga, by the way, was born in 1911.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that the Psychic Friends Network went bankrupt in 2012?
Didn't see that coming, did they?
No, apparently they did not.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you know they started calling people and people working from home would like be the quote psychic, and they were given a script and told basically loosely what to say no matter what it was you were asking about. So death in the family, this would be the script, you know. Anxiety over, I don't know, the world coming to an end, there would be this script.
Okay. Fear of loss, maybe?
Yes. Mark Edward, a former PFN psychic, that's the lingo for Psychic Friends Network.
Got it.
Wrote a book called Psychic Blues, detailing his experiences working for that network. And wasn't their pitch person, Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick, yep, that's right. I don't buy that stuff.
Do you think that we will be in World War III by the end of the year?
No.
Well, I would have to consult the script, and it would cost you another $14.99 for me to tell you the answer, Sam.
Well, anyway, these
try again tomorrow.
These four psychics, who are all dead, roughly predicted that the World War III would start at the end of 2020.
In 1994, they peddled a PFN Psychic Within kit starring Dionne Warwick.
Of course.
Which was a sealed VHS tape that allowed you to interact with psychic actors through a TV show setting. Okay. Do you know how much money they made off that scam?
They made a lot. Well, what they made their money off of was gullible people who were... I'm not saying that everybody who goes to a psychic is gullible.
Find me an infomercial with Dionne Warwick and Psychic Friends. Sam, it was so bad.
It was bad.
It was so
it was bad.
Bad.
But what I think what they're not only gullible, I think that they are in many respects a little curious, but a lot hopeless.
Desperate.
Yeah.
No,
desperate.
No. Lonely. They were lonely.
Yeah. For sure. And they're looking for some sort of comfort in knowing what the future holds. And what these people are selling, like John Edward.
Oh, yeah. Someone's coming through.
Lifetime Grammy Award winner, Miss Dionne Warwick.
Hi. Welcome to this mini edition of the Psychic Friends Network. Now, for those of you who've never seen this hit television show, let me tell you a little about the program which has introduced America to the best psychic phone service in the entire world. With the help of Psychic to the Stars, Linda Georgian, the very best psychics are available from their homes and offices to consult with you 24 hours a day.
Somehow, talking to the psychic just kind of, I don't know, it boosted my enthusiasm, my confidence in myself.
What?
And I landed a job, like, a few days later.
We also get to visit with some of your favorite television stars.
He made me feel so good. When I hung up from speaking with him, I was really up for the rest of the day.
Okay. Okay.
What are they, a life coach?
These aren't even good testimonies. What?
Are they a life coach or a psychic?
After I talked to him, I felt good all day. Do you want to guess, at its peak in the 1990s, what Psychic Friends Network brought in a year? This is shame on you, America. This is not shame on the psychic friend. This is shame on you.
In then dollars?
Yeah.
$50 million a year.
No.
$100
million. $125 million a year.
Okay.
What, $6.99 at a time? Do you know how many people then had to be calling whoever's working from home on their landline?
Mm-hmm. And it speaks to what I was talking about earlier, the desperation, the need to know, the comfort that I don't currently have, but I want in what I can expect in my life. When the answer is, we don't know. That's up to you.
Well, and it's sad because I do believe there is an element of clairvoyancy out there. And of course, with all the scammers, you never know who is legit and who is not.
Well, like, you know, when in the past when I've gone to the Renaissance Festival, they have like a palm reader and a tarot card person there.
Yeah.
I would do that for fun.
I would do it for
like,
fun.
Pay $20 and do that for fun. But their entire business model is to keep the conversation going. That's what the book that the guy wrote was about. Yeah. Like, to keep it going.
Because the longer it went, the more they got paid? Is that how
yes.
it works?
Okay. Yeah. Huh.
All right. Well, I mean, all these people, I mentioned the name John Edward the other minute. People like that who prey on people's needs. Benny Hinn, that televangelist who would, you know, you'd walk down and he'd smack you in the head and all of a sudden you'd be cured of MS or whatever. It's crazy. 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the New York Post. A pair of New York hikers apparently called police, believing that their friend had died on a trail in the Adirondacks. But they discovered they were entirely mistaken, and police say they were stoned off their you-know-whats on psychedelic mushrooms.
Oh. Either my friend is missing, or I just had a conversation with a unicorn. Or both of those things.
State Forest Rangers near Cascade Mountain received a disturbing call from two hikers who said their friend was dead on a popular trail and that the pair was lost. A ranger found them, the two stranded woodsmen, and quickly determined that they were in an altered mental state, later discovering that they had ingested the psychoactive substance,
aka the path, man?
Mushrooms.
What does it mean?
The trees are talking to me.
It's a double rainbow.
They said it's over there.
Their friend was found alive, completely uninjured.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me he was like 50 feet away.
It doesn't say.
Okay.
But the dead friend also called authorities to say he was lost.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Very important.
So it was easier. It was
stay where
easier,
you are. If you
easier
get lost
to find him
on a trail and you're high on mushrooms, stay where you are.
More than 184 million passwords may have been exposed in a massive data breach that experts are calling a cyber criminal's dream. The leak affected everything from Apple and Google usernames and passwords and social media logins to bank accounts. The database containing the compromised passwords was ironically unencrypted and not password protected.
Great.
It's probably Wilson.
123!
Yeah.
The publicly accessible database contained 184,162,718 logins and passwords.
Got it.
Huh. Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Google, Apple, all the things I mentioned. Oh, and your bank account.
When we get back, we might make this a topic, but I also want to see if there's any way we can play the audio of the viral melee that broke out between parents this week at a graduation, but not just any graduation, an elementary school graduation.
Where was it? Do you know where this was?
Memphis. The West Memphis School District today released a statement. We have zero tolerance for any behavior by parents, students, staff, or visitors that disrupts the learning environment. Let me just tell you, this brawl did not just disrupt a learning environment. Scott, these
I saw the video.
Are moms just tearing into one another in this small, you all remember the hallway in the elementary school. It's cinder block on the left, cinder block on the right. It is very narrow. And they just decide we are going to throw down.
Does it say why they got into the fight?
Does it matter,
well,
Scott?
Well, it doesn't. But, I mean, every blue moon, there's something worth fighting about.
Okay.
It's rare.
You know, like at the Bob Jovi concert. Get out of my way.
Well,
you diss my man.
I'm going to start pulling
your hair. I'm telling you, I don't know what to say about it. The video has gone viral.
Well, I'll tell you. I've long argued that we are not the best. We as a generation are not the best parents. And for whatever reason, something has happened. And I'm sure these things happened before, but they seem to be happening with more regularity, where parents at baseball games or at soccer games or at elementary school graduations or wherever, for whatever reason, are now acting poorly. And behavior that when our parents were young parents would never even cross their minds becomes plausible now, where we're walking down the hall at an elementary school graduation and you have dissed me and I won't be dissed. And so we're now going to throw down right here in the hallway and ruin this experience, this event for our children.
Thank you for bringing that up, because it's so sad in the background of one of the videos, because instead of helping or, you know, I'm not saying you step in, but a lot of the parents, their first reaction was to grab a cell phone and to start recording.
Yeah.
So there's also that. You can hear the children crying and screaming with one of the kids begging for the parents to stop.
Whatever happened to taking the higher road? You know the best way to diss a disser?
Is to ignore them.
Or even better, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I can't believe you would say something so kind about me.
Thank you for your input.
But then you're being so passively aggressive, you're going to trigger them to do something else.
Yeah, you just say, oh, thank you so much. Honestly, I didn't notice that about myself today. Thank you for pointing it out. And then you just keep walking.
Or just keep walking. Not everything that is said has to have a reaction to it. And I would make the argument, the worst thing you can do to a bully, unless they're physically hurting you, you know, and then, of course, you have to fight back. The worst thing you can do to an office bully or something like that, where they're just mean, is to ignore them. Let them go. Leave them alone.
Try that with you tomorrow.
I'm not an office bully. You don't think I'm an office bully, do you?
No, I'm just kidding.
That would hurt my feelings.
Do we still say diss? I still say diss. Is that an outdated word?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But then again, I'm 53 years old. I still think rad's a cool word. That's rad.
It is pretty rad.
913-586-7798. News is coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.